Welcome to the Speak Life Radio Broadcast, brought to you by the congregation at Bennett's Temple United Holy Church, soon to be New Life Community United Holy Church, located in Pie Corner, St. Lucie in Barbados, where the senior pastor is Elder Rico Griffith. We invite you to join us for the next few moments as we share with you from the Word of God.
We are a moment, you are forever.
Worthy is the Lamb who was you to stir up the gift of God. If you are reading the New International Version of today text, you will see that this version says, fan into flame the gift of God. And I love that, because God's gift to us is his grace, his unmerited favor, his unmerited love. And we ought to stir up the gift of God's grace. We ought to stir up and fan the flames of God's love. And when you fan flames of something, you're not trying to quench it, but you're trying to get it hotter and get it burning brighter and get it even fuller. So instead of fanning our own flames, we ought to be fanning the flames of God's grace. Even more important is that we ought to be fighting and living the cause of our Lord with absolutely no fear. People who genuinely believe in a cause live for a cause and fight for a cause. And they do not care what others think about them. Yet here we are living and fighting for a righteous cause, a loving cause, and a saving grace. And we are so conscious and fearful of what others think. Why do we care so much? Why are we so fearful and so ashamed of our cause? It means that we are not persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Because if we are persuaded, there is nothing that will cause us to relent or back down on the cause of Christ this morning. Are you with me? Why are we so afraid and ashamed of our Savior? The Lord has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power. So look at how people who feel that they have some kind of power act. Do they ever look like they are fearful to you? Take a look, if you will, at the former president of the United States, Donald Trump. That man felt like he has the world's most power in the world. He had his business. He had money, or have money. And he just doesn't care much about what others think about him or what others say. As much as he is up against some charges now, he was still looking or is still looking to run for the president. It don't matter what people say. He was persuaded that he is the best for the job. He had no fear because of his confidence. There are many men and women like him who supposedly have power that appear to have no fear. The things that give these men power, in inverted commas, could easily be lost. Because those things are of this world and they are worldly. But church, this morning, we have the spirit of power dwelling inside of us because God dwells inside of his children. And so why should we be afraid or why should we be ashamed of this? We have the true power dwelling in us. And therefore, we should not be ashamed. For the cause of Christ, I suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We are encouraged this morning not to be ashamed of the testimony of the Lord. His testimony of love, sending his only begotten son. Paul tells us that he suffered for the gospel and was not ashamed to do so. Why? Because Paul knew exactly what he believed in. He knew exactly who he believed in. And it was that blessed assurance that filled him up with confidence. And it is that blessed assurance that ought to fill us up with confidence as well as we walk to and fro, day by day, in and out of our workplace, in and out of our home, in and out of our community, in and out of the bus stand, in and out of the doctor's office. It is that blessed assurance that we walk with, that Jesus is mine. Do you know who you believe in this morning? That's a very important question. Because some people say they believe in the Lord and their heart is far from it. We have believed in the one who is not going to judge you based on your looks or your color or your creed. We have believed in a forgiver. We have believed in one who can take away all our worries. We believe in the one who is going to allow us to have life and not to destroy us. You see, the one we have believed in is not a just in case God, but he is a God of certainty. He is a God of in spite of. Praise the name of the Lord. I said, insurance is just in case. But God is saying that in spite of the car accident, whether you're hit or not, in spite of the health insurance, whether you're in pink of health or not, in spite of the house insurance, whether the house flood or not, I am your father and you are my child. We have that blessed assurance. Praise the name of the Lord. In spite of. Even more, he goes even further. A couple of weeks ago, I spoke on the topic, chosen. He goes even further and said, you have not chosen me. So whether you have chosen me or not, in spite of, I have chosen you. Praise the name of the Lord. That's why he can send his word, while we were yet sinners, Christ died. While we were yet sinners, while we didn't care nothing about him, while we weren't thinking about salvation, while we were not thinking about Calvary, he died and he was thinking about us. In spite of where we were, in spite of how we have that blessed assurance. Praise the name of the Lord this morning. We have that blessed assurance. The generation of yesterday, Pastor Boyce would tell you that we believe in a God that will lift your feet up out of the muck and the miry clay. Praise the name of the Lord. I remember that old hymn. He brought me out of the mire and clay. He set my feet on a rock to stay. He put a song in my soul today. I want to say that song is Blessed Assurance. Jesus is mine. I wish somebody would talk back to me today. An assurance to know that there is nobody that can do down here anything that Christ have not seen from eternity. You can't get unfair, overlooked. It may seem that way by man, but God has already ordained and orchestrated your path from before you were born. He said it in Jeremiah, before you were born, I knew you. Praise the name of the Lord. Before you were born, before you knew mommy and daddy, I knew you. Praise the Lord. And some of us can say, I've had some hard days. Some may say some days that should have definitely crushed you. But through my Lord, I am still here. You are still here. You, like me, we all have our ups and downs. Days where you felt as though maybe you were not going to make it through. But I borrow the words of Bridget Blucher today for every man and woman and boy and girl listening when she said, I'm still here to praise your name. I'm still here. You took the blame. I'm still here. It seemed like my life was all so wrong, but your love has kept me strong. In gloom and despair, Lord, your love has kept me here. She said, I cry and I cry, but I'm still here. I wish I had some folk up in here this morning that would testify of the keeping power of Almighty God. My God, have mercy. He saves, he keeps, and he satisfies. Somebody give God praise this morning. Praise the name of the Lord. It is that blessed assurance. You see, the reason I brought the songbook up here is because I didn't know the songs that Deacon Colin were going to sing, but as he was going through those songs, they sounded like songs of assurance to me. And I remember that in the songbook there are topics, and I pick up one quick and I look for assurance, and there are so many songs here. A shelter in the time of storm, blessed assurance, he hideth my soul, he is able to deliver thee, Jesus never fails, Jesus is all the world to me. And that was the reason I brought this up here. It wasn't enough time to write them down, so I brought the song, but I said I'm just going to put the page there so when I need to reference it, I can reference the songs of assurance. Praise the name of the Lord. My God, my God.
Thank you for allowing us into your space today. It is our prayer that your life has been touched and impacted in a positive way as you took the time to be engaged with us this morning. To learn more about our ministry, you may visit us at www.btaplaceforyou.com, or you can visit our social media pages on Instagram, BT A Place For You, or on Facebook at Bennett's Temple United Holy Church. If you do not have a church family to call your own, you can feel free to worship with us any Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. We are located in Pie Corner, St. Lucie, at the corner of Little Bay and Cove Bay. We look forward to welcoming you. Shine!